time. God's time versus our time. Moving from the realm of matter to spirit, one is able to totally dispel the limitation of time as well as space. Space is merely a measurement of supposedly the absence of anything and everything. Time is accepting a limitation that God forgot to do something, and therefore it's going to take time for it to get done. The reality is that everything already is complete, and the only movement that takes place is in thought, peeling back the limitation of believing that something that is needed to be done is not complete. In other words, that God forgot something. Genesis 1 states that everything has already been created. But with every one of the statements in Genesis 1, there is a very big three-letter word called let. One needs to let the vision be accepted. In other words, the reality that everything is already complete. Mary Baker Eddy stated that often she had to wait for an extended period of time for a particular revelation to come to her that enabled her to move forward. When she was ready to publish the first edition of Science and Health in 1875, she couldn't understand why there was delay after delay by the publisher in getting it published. She was convinced that it was complete. But then the idea came to her that she did not have the topic of animal magnetism covered. And when she realized that and then wrote that chapter, she immediately got on the train and headed toward where the publisher was. And lo and behold, while she was in transit, she met the publisher who was in transit to come to see her. So the book was not ready to be published because it was missing a very important topic. She gave a similar story about some of the synonyms. She waited for it to be revealed to her that there was another synonym that she had to be considering. She did a total of 432 editions of Science and Health. In each one of those, there was an inspiration that brought forth the changes that she made. And she said that if you do not study each one of those 432 editions, you would not understand the progress that took place and the development that was required in order to get from edition 1 to the final edition, which was in 1910. So it was over a period of 35 years that Science and Health unfolded to her in divine inspiration, whereby, as she stated, she was a scribe under orders. If there is more than just oneself involved, and of course God, in any project, and there appears to be a delay, it's very possible that someone else in the team doesn't have their part done, and therefore there is a vacuum in the project because it's not ready. It's not ready to go to the next step. The unity is only as strong as the weakest link. A children's game, or even young adults, used to play a game called tug of war. And there may even be like a stream of water that is in between the two sides, where a rope would be stretched from one side to the other. And of course, the idea is to pull on the rope so that you force the losing side into the water. Now, if the different sides are really intelligent about this, they would make sure that everybody is working in unity for the strength or the force that is put on the rope needs to be consistent, where everyone is pulling at the same time. If they are working against each other and you have some that are pulling and some that are not, that's not going to give you a very good result. So often there may be a count that is out loud that would say something like 1, 2, 3, pull. If there is one tool that so-called evil has that is more effective than any other, it is the tool whereby it tries to disunify the opponent, which of course in this case is truth. If it can have chaos or discord of any kind be involved, then it is easy to conquer. And of course, the belief of mortal mind will do anything to deceive. It will lie, cheat, and steal. It will fabricate. It will falsely accuse. Make up any kind of story to try to get infighting between the ones that really need to be unified. One of the very important qualities of mind is intelligence. That needs to be utilized no matter what topic is under discussion. Wisdom, another one, both a part of omniscience. Also knowing. Do we know what we are doing? Do we understand the principle in the activity we're involved in? Certainly there would not be concord in music if one doesn't understand how the keys combine certain notes that have a concordant sound. The same with mathematics. The same with a car engine. Things need to be in tune. They need to be coordinated. They need to be working in unison. One should go through each of the 7 synonymous terms for God and each of the 4 operators to make sure that there's nothing missing in the overall picture. Is one realizing that all capacity, all capability, all facility, all functionality comes from God, the one and only incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind? Is there an understanding that the only substance is spirit, so that one sticks to the standard of what real substance is, and not permit any element of a false sense of substance to enter into the picture. A relationship between any of the parties involved must be on a spiritual level. One must be appreciating the qualities of each of the participants, as well as the purpose of the whole project, needs to be on a spiritual basis. Are the viewpoints being utilized with a spiritual sense, which means the seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling? Is it all based on a spiritual basis? Spirit being the only substance, if the personal senses are inundated with a false sense of power, instead of being replaced with spiritual senses, which is the only real senses, then there's going to be trouble. There's not going to be unity, but there's going to be the interference with the belief that there's life, truth, and intelligence in matter. The same with principle. Are we looking at the system and structure based on a spiritual basis? If so, we will have harmony, we will have balance. It will be systematic and self-operating. How about life? Are we trying to give a sense of material life to the activity? Or are we looking at a more permanent definition of life, which is spiritual life, seeing how when everything is right, that it is self-multiplying, and realizing that spirit is transparent because it's flawless and therefore reflective, we can be reflecting the qualities of life out into the atmosphere, and it will benefit all mankind. Mary Baker Eddy, when she was trying to get her first edition of Science and Health published, was not ready to be reflected out into the atmosphere because it was missing a very important ingredient. So often, we wonder why something is being delayed when in fact there is an important ingredient that has been overlooked. The same with truth. Truth represents consciousness, and are we conscious of the facts about the project that we're involved in? Do we have the right motive? It must be pure. It must be without error, without any mistakes. Like building a building, if that wall is supposed to be perpendicular, it can't be 89 degrees or 91 degrees. It's got to be straight up at 90 degrees. And if the foundation is built on a hill, we have to make that compensation so that the correct measurement and the correct angles are installed. We need a platform that is at zero level. And love, of course, is the seventh synonymous term for God. Have we nurtured all the individual parts, all of the elements, each area that is a variable? Has it been considered so that all of the mistakes, all of the variableness is eliminated so that it is stable as a structure in whatever it is that we're doing? Frederick Rawson discovered how to do retroactive healing. He was able to do that because he realized that if one can overcome the sense of time, that when a healing takes place is not dependent upon time. In other words, the healing could be effective at a time prior to when the practitioner was even contacted. But there has to be a receptive heart involved, and there has to be a recognition that there cannot be anything that can put a limit on when the healing takes place, because in essence, time is a fabricated concept. It is not anything of reality. It's a belief that there is life, truth, and intelligence in time, life, truth, and intelligence in matter, life, truth, and intelligence in a process that takes time. But with God, everything is possible. That means the truth can be recognized now that it always was a perfect situation. So therefore, there was not any need for healing because the truth was always effective. Wholeness was always effective. There could be no discord if one recognizes that wholeness is the reality. Love represents plan and design, so that means that there is no plan or design that is real that is incomplete. Love is inherent in all the seven synonymous terms for God. There doesn't have to be anything that takes place for it to already be involved, for it to already be embedded in every phase of every project. Because love, like all the qualities of God, are omnipresent. Nothing has to happen for the qualities of God to be present. So is God's time different than our time? There is only one time. All we have to do is get in alignment with the reality, the facts of God, and understand that everything already is whole. In other words, love is already effective. The intelligence, wisdom, and knowing of mind already tells us that we don't have a limited capacity or capability or facility or functionality, because it is all from God. We are just letting ourselves accept the truth about what God is and God's manifestation, of which we are a part of. Thinking about a schedule of activities for a day. The less we think about the belief that it takes time for an activity to take place, the faster the activity will be completed. And if we can get our thought totally off of the concept of limitation, then it can be done instantaneously. Frederick L. Rawson indicated that one should work toward demonstrating everything mentally, such that no so-called material activity ever has to take place for something to be complete. He was able to get his thought so closely aligned with God that when he was in a shooting contest as a sports activity of shooting rifles, he was able to get his thought so closely aligned with God that when he felt everything was perfect in his thought, he was able to turn his head away from the target with his eyes closed, pull the trigger, and have a bullseye to win the tournament. A material activity is not required. A mental alignment with truth is the ingredient that brings about completion, perfection, wholeness. He demonstrated the same thing when a man had a load of rocks that was dumped on him, that was being pulled by an animal that got alarmed, raised up, and dumped the rocks on him while he was back at the back end of the cart examining the tailgate. He was looking out the window with a friend who was also a Christian Science practitioner, and one thought came to Mr. Rawson, and that was that there is nothing but God. He voiced those few words out loud as he was gazing out the window and seeing this whole thing happen. And as soon as he was finished, the man had jumped up through the rocks, totally unscratched and uninjured. It was all done instantaneously because his thought was in alignment with God, and his thought rested upon the individual that needed that thrust of the power of God, the protection of truth, the wholeness of love. It all became in coincidence, without any time. When we realize there is nothing but God, that God is all in all, being all source, which includes its manifestation, then we can overcome the belief of time whenever we are in alignment with that truth. Amen.